Action Monday. Not your ordinary Monday. Hashtag MSW.
Well, a brand new week. And you know what that always means? Brand new headlines as far as our domestic football is concerned. Yeah. In this league, there's always something to write home about, especially, as they say, Opamandag. The biggest one of the day, though, certainly coming from Marumo Gallants' camp. Following a string of very unsatisfactory results, Gallants have decided to place their head coach, Dan Dance Malisela, on wait for it special leave. You've heard that before. Not really firing him, just putting him on special leave. I don't know if he's got a toothache. Does he need to go for toe surgery? I have no idea. Special leave still confuses me. Either fire the guy or keep him on. Now, this isn't the kind of leave that you take at your work. This is one very special leave we've heard about before. So Dan Dance Malisela, despite his side playing beautiful football in recent times, has also somewhat been unlucky to get wins under his belt and now finds himself on the sidelines. The boys will now dance to a new sheriff, I suppose, in charge. Dylan Kerr, we've been told, steps in to try and conjure up some positive results for the bottom place team. Let's welcome, I suppose in my books, the Marumo Gallants coach, Dan Dance Malisela. Thanks for your time. Good evening.
Evening, Robs.
How's the weekend been?
Lately, weekends have been, midweek and weekend have not been good. Because of the lack of winning matches. They haven't been that good. I've spent a whole lot of sleepless nights, you know, over the issues of us not winning. You know, we play good football, we play well, we create chances more than our opponents in most matches, but you know, something was just not giving.
What do you attest that to, though, Dan? Because, I mean, it's been a frustrating time for you. You know, I've looked at a couple of games. There's no winning sign on any of them. I think you had a great victory within the CAF Confed Cup, the qualification, which was a convincing 3-0 win against Al Ahly Tripoli. And before then, you have to trace back a win when you played and hosted Cape Town City, which was a 2-1 victory in the league itself. But that was all last year. And when you look at the talent you have, when you look at the kind of football that you play, and I'm one of the biggest fans of Marumo because they play good football. So given that, what do you attribute the lack of positive three-pointers, according to your analysis?
Well, it's a number of things. I think, you know, football goes with luck as well, you know. So you cannot just dismiss the aspect of luck. And the luck comes from what we do as a club. You know, if we don't do certain things right, we may not find the luck. You know, but if we do things right, we will find the luck. That's number one. Number two is that we've had so many changes, you know, in the club, you know, and all of these things. And very unfortunate that we lost almost all the defenders for months, not for a month. For months, we lost all the defenders. You know, Mpem Velas was not there. Lutfao Nolo Nonyan was not there. Ayanda Nkili was coming in and out. You know, and we had to have makeshifts, you know, of all these positions. And, you know, when you change the defenders too much, you are at the risk of losing matches. And also, with the resources that we have, you know, we have very little resources that we cannot function properly going forward. You know, because if you have the luxury of other teams where you, when one goes out, then automatically you have another one. We don't have that. You know, I had to take players from being on the bench, and some not even registered but just training with the club, register them quickly so that we can catch up.
But that doesn't sound great, though, because it looks like you're now managing things that you're not supposed to be managing. You're supposed to be coaching. You're supposed to be instilling tactics and, you know, the technical approach of the game. But if you find yourself having to do admin, doesn't that take your focus away now from your biggest challenge, which is to keep this club in the Premiership?
I've long regarded myself as a manager, not as a coach, you know. And I said, look, whatever that I have to manage, I will do that. You know, if it means that I must manage other things other than coaching, I will do that. And I'm not blaming anybody for that, because I've been in a situation where I've coached clubs that did not have resources all the time. I've never had a club that had resources, good resources. I've never had that. I've never had the privilege. I have never been told this is your budget for signing on players and all of that. You know, I've never had that. Then can you find players? We are bringing in this one. Look at him. If it's good, then you sign him. That's been my story. And yet out of that, I'm proud to say that out of all these things, you know, and for some funny reason, the majority of the players that were not known and were not even in the limelight have been signed by big clubs, you know, and in particular Pirates. Hmm. You know, because I've taken so many players have been taken from the club that I coach to Pirates. You know, when I was at Chipa, players were taken to Pirates. You know, Gopaseka, Marco, yeah, they're sitting, and all of these guys. So I'm in a position where I say, yes, maybe you are designed to do this, promote players, but what about me, you know?
I was about to say, if you are molding and shaping these players for greater futures, then it disadvantages you as the coach that has shaped these players, because when they go, they leave a void. And not only Abo Paseko Mago, when I was looking at guys like Abo Ndlondlo as well as Miguel Tim, also going to the very same team you talk about, which is Orlando Pirates, I've seen Junior Udion going to AmaZulu. And the strange thing, I won't say it's a funny thing, it's a strange thing, is that both of those players have scored when playing against Marumo Gallants.
Yeah, it's a very funny thing, you know, and maybe because I didn't want them to go in the first place, maybe it's a funny lesson, you know, to say for some reason keep these players, keep them here, and let's see what we can get out of these players, you know. So. And sometimes you understand that maybe the club has got issues, you know, they've got financial issues, and then we need to release these players. I know some of them, like Miguel, his contract was over, he'd already signed a pre-contract. But I'm probably thinking maybe if we hoid him a little bit of few cents to him, he probably would have stayed, because he loved the club. I know he did. And that's why even when he signed the pre-contract, he performed the same way that he was supposed to, you know. So I know for a fact Philip didn't want to go completely, but if there was something that was coming, he would go. I would do the same thing if I was in their position and say, I'm offered a better thing here and all of that, but with consideration as well, to say where am I going, and am I going to be comfortable? Am I going to be good at the club? You know, so it's just unfortunate things that happen to the club, you know. And maybe if we had a foresight of what we need to do, and we say, hey, no man, let's keep these players for this season and build up and try and seek for better players to replace them, or equally enough, you know, to replace these guys, then we'll be sitting in a comfortable situation. I'm not in any way, I'm not protecting or trying to protect the results that have not been forthcoming. Because, Robert, this is a first for me.
Yeah.
I have never, ever in my career lost 3 games in a row.
Wow. That is major.
Never, ever have I lost 3 games. Yeah, it will be draw and maybe win and then whatever and whatever. This is a first that I go through a spell where there is 5 games lost or 6 games lost and 2 draws. It has never happened. You know, and things happen for a reason.
But tell me though, Dan, I look at a day like today. Monday is a day coaches go back into camp and they look back at the weekend, if they've played, if they haven't played, they plot ahead. When have you been able to go to the team today? Have you been at training today?
No. We were supposed to be off today because we only traveled from Rustenburg yesterday.
And tomorrow, do you go to training?
No, not at all, because things have been done now. There are new people coming in. I'm on this special leave. I spoke briefly to the chairman, and he said this is what he's thinking, but he will confirm. But it does not confirm, but I saw the letter from the club anyway, and you can never be blind to these things and say no. I don't know anything. It's a reality, you know.
Sure. Because I was going to say to you, Dan, that a statement that comes through with the club's letterhead and everything else is an official thing. And it says Marumo Gallants FC has appointed an interim technical team for the club. Seasoned football coach Dylan Kerr will fill in an advisory position as a consultant, with assistant head coach Raymond Mdaka filling in as an interim head coach. Kerr Mdaka, as well as Uslai Musala, will form Gallants' interim technical management team with immediate effect, which means immediate. The above changes come as current head coach Dan Dance Malisela, as well as technical director Harris Chiru, embark on a period of special leave. This break will give Malisela and Chiru the opportunity to recoup their energies and observe the team from a distance in order to objectively assess the causes of recent results and develop strategies to improve the team performance. Hey, Yazin, this is big English. I don't understand what it means, but do you need special leave? I don't know what about recoup and strategies, whatever, but is special leave something you asked for?
No. I was prepared to go through this battle throughout. You know, I have saved clubs from... I have saved Chippa from relegation with about 6 games to go or something like that. You know, I don't remember the number of games, but there were very few. Fewer than 10. You know, and I was put on special leave, you know, at Chippa before. And then when things did not go right, then I was called back and all of that. But I'm just saying we need to be careful with what we do, the decisions we make, you know. And I'm trying to thread very carefully here, because I'm still at the club and I have contractual obligations. I'm just saying, you know, when you have challenges, you must look at the right source of your challenges. And that way you'll be able to progress. But if you ignore the sources of your challenges, then you may find yourself in a very bad space. You know, but still, I am willing to wait and see. You know, if I'm the cause of bad results, I'll be the first one to know.
Dance, I've got one quick question for you, because I've got to let you go. We were going to chat to the chairman. He says we can chat to him tomorrow. There's just a whole emotional thing that they're going through, which is fine. My question is, based on what you're saying now, do you believe that internally you've been sabotaged?
I've just realized now, because I've got so many calls that were coming in, I've just realized now that there are so many unfaithful people. The chairman is a good person. He's a very good person. But there's a lot of people that are working around him that are not good.
Dan, as always, man, I wish you everything of the best. You don't deserve what you get half the time in your coaching career. And the fact that, yeah, you're always saving clubs is a problem to me, because one day when you get to coach clubs that have a mission and a vision, and they will start winning trophies because you have the capability of doing that. We've seen it before. And when you win trophies with unfancied teams, and when you leave, none of those clubs are ever able to replicate that you put forward to them. So don't feel that this is a knock on you. We watch football. We see what Marumo Gallants are all about, and we see great football. Maybe the management, and I look forward to chatting to the chairman tomorrow, is to put forward to him and say, does he think he's identified the real problems? And I'll hear his answer. I'm out of time. Dan Dance, thank you so much for parking on the side of the road and entertaining us with the conversation. It's a much-needed one. Dan Dance Madisela on special leave with Marumo Gallants, and I thank him very much indeed for being part of the show. Don't go anywhere.